Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. October is National Sensory Awareness Month, and we have some wonderful shows for you. We just heard from the wonderful Paula Akia, and coming up next, we have Carol Kranowitz. But right now, I am so thrilled to have Ida Zelaya. And Ida is a wonderful woman who does fantastic work in the sensory world. Ida did a lot of shows last year on It's Your Health Radio on sensory issues, and she is a joy and a gem. Ida, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you on.
Oh, hi, Lisa. I'm so glad to be on. Thank you for asking me to join in. I really feel like a wonderful part of Paula and Carol right here on the show. So thank you for inviting
Oh, you are wonderful. And I was so pleased to read that you have up to 1,000 folks on your Sensory Street Facebook page. Tell us all about Sensory Street and all the wonderful work you do to get people knowing about this important issue.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share. I had 999 fans on my Facebook page last night. Not that I check, but in order to encourage that, I don't know, that magic number, 1,000 just seems to have such a presence, and an ability to help people and reach so many people. I put up a little prize up on my Facebook page saying, okay, for the 1,000th person and the 1,001st person, you're going to win a Brain Dance And lo and behold, within, I don't know, 10 seconds of posting that, I had six people pop in, and I wish I could have given them all a Brain Dance DVD. Brain Dance is a wonderful movement program that was designed by Anne Green Gilbert, who's a dance instructor. And this is a terrific program that she uses for warming up the students for her formal dance classes. But when I got a look at it looked like a cute sensory integration. And I use it in some of the work I do to help students and other people get a little more jazzed up, spark up their nervous systems so they can attend and be focused and things like that. So it was a cute little prize. I'm glad I was able to help a couple people. And now we're up to 10-10, which is so nice.
So God, that is a great idea. I might have to steal that from you.
Please do, because there's just so much, you want to attract people to what you do because you do some wonderful stuff. I am a bridge between resources and people who need the information. That's the part that I do on my Facebook page, is where it's the Sensory Street Inc. page, and I put up a lot of resources for parents, teachers, for professionals, healthcare practitioners, things that they could use to help the kids in their daily lives.
So you're like the go-to gal for people or parents who want to learn more and they're not really sure where to turn. They might say, my child tends to be a sensory seeker, or my child tends to be sensory defensive, or maybe there's some motor issues going on or motor planning. And you can say, oh, well, I know about this book, or I know about this, or I know about this great show called It's Your Health Radio. And they have audio archives
They do.
with all kinds of great sensory shows on there.
It's a fabulous show, and you're hooked up with Future Horizons.
Oh, it's
place.
terrific.
We can go on for an hour about
Well, you
them.
Started me, Ida. You're the one that hooked me up with Dr. Lucy Jane Miller, Carol Kranowitz, the Alert Gals. You got me started in this, and I'm so grateful to you. And it's really, now it's great. Now every year, I have to say, I feel badly this year. I only devoted three shows to sensory issues, where last year I did the whole month, but I got slammed. This summer, I honestly have enough interviews to fill through like January, so it's crazy. But next year, I'll plan my time a little better.
Well, you're growing fast and furious, and that's amazing, and you're reaching so many people. And the people that I've met along the way, I started in the sensory integration world about 6 years ago when a friend of mine said, I think your son's got a little bit of sensory stuff going on. And I just reached out to people. I learned a little bit. I read Carol's book, Out of Sync Child. Loved it. Now there's a second edition. Yay, everybody got to go read that. But, I learned and I read just by doing and playing and exploring with my son. And I just wanted to reach out because I wanted to know if there were other people like me around. And lo and behold, there were.
There sure are.
I hooked up with Lucy Jane Miller, and through the... being a support group host of her Parent Connections Network, I was able to, find and help and support other people, and they in turn helped and supported me. And so I just pay it forward every day. You know, so I got to meet through I don't know, divine intervention, you know, the fabulous folks in the sensory world like Paula and Carol Kranowitz and Diana Henry, and my nickname for them, the Alert Program Gals, Mary Sue Williams and Sherry Schellenberger, and a whole host of other people. I don't know how, but they just became part of my heart circle, and I just can't live without them.
Oh, and I know that you developed a close friendship with Lindsay as well, right?
Lindsay Beal, Nancy Pesky from Raising a Sensory Smart Child, and they're in their second edition as well, and I highly recommend it because they have a new section on working with autistic children with their sensory challenges.
So, oh, that's great.
I give a shout out to all my peeps out there and in the sensory world working with our kids every day. And the thing that I do is when I was working, you know, primarily doing support for people, I realized there was such a great need. So I created a company called Sensory Street. And Sensory Street started out more about educating parents and educating teachers. Remember, I'm not a lot of things. I'm not an OT. I'm not a PT. I'm not a speech pathologist. I'm not a researcher. There's a lot that I'm not, but there's a lot that I am.
Oh, there's a ton that you are. You're a mom.
I'm a mom
with the kid that has sensory issues,
yeah.
And you have. That's why you're. You know, it seems like for a lot of people, they have to be an expert, and then they go out and inform. But you are an expert. You're a mom, and you live it. And I just so admire what you've done.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And you know, and the part that I've become as a role of mom with a kid with the sensory seeking Tigger needs is I've become an educator. I am a certified health coach. It's fabulous. And I am working toward becoming a life coach and a whole bunch of other things.
Oh, that's terrific.
Because it's important, I think. Our kids are like onions, and we have to be detectives and peel away every single layer, as you know with your little one.
Oh, you know, my gosh. She's such a huge onion.
She's an onion, and she's got more. She like all of us, has got a lot of layers. And that's the thing. You know, part of my passion and my mission now with Sensory Street is to marry the traditional therapies that, you know, are being done with our kids today. You know, OT, PT, speech, behavior mod, some psych, and marry them with complementary therapies, which include mind, body, spirit, which is, stress management, you know, thinking outside of yourself, giving, you know, being an advocate for better nutrition, all the other layers that we all have besides the sensory piece.
Yeah, that's true. No, I think taking the holistic view completely makes sense.
I call it an integrative approach because we have to integrate all the different pieces of therapy for our children, because our kids aren't just nervous systems, you know, they're digestive systems, they're spiritual systems, they're honor systems, they're compassion systems. We have a whole bunch of different systems at work, and all the way from our inside to our outside, like, you know, how does the digestive system work? Are things a little off there? How is their day going? Is their emotional system working? You know, how is their spiritual system? Do they have compassion for other people? Have they lost that? There's a lot of things that we all are made up of, and it's all integrated into that onion called us. So we have to peel away every single layer of the onion so we know. Today we have such a big approach. Well, we have an approach of we go to this specialist for this. If all of those specialists could come together, like my friend Lori Fencannell, who she founded SPD Canada up in Canada, and it would be in Arizona, right? SPD Canada. So anyway, sorry.
Like, adorable.
I just said, wait a minute, that's insane. But anyway, now you know she's a very big advocate for multidisciplinary approach to helping our children, And I take that and I just switch the word to integrative approach, because we've got so much going on in a child's day that can really rock their world, and we wouldn't even have a clue. So Sensory Street is branching out into a whole bunch of different things. You know, I don't perform OT or PT or speech. I have people that I refer out to for that. But I talk to people about the importance of hydration. I mean, how do you feel, or your little one feels, when they're dehydrated?
Oh, yeah.
You feel like a dried up prune or a horrible thing. And once you start pumping the water back in, holy mackerel, it's like, you know.
That makes a big difference.
You know, and how easy is that?
It is easy. And I mean, that's, you know? I just think you are such a great health coach because you have such a huge heart.
Oh.
Totally comes across. And if people want to work with you, do you work with people over the phone, or do they have to be local? How does this work?
I will work with everybody whose language I can understand anywhere. Or, and if they speak Spanish, I have a husband who can translate for me. But I would be honored to work with anyone around the world. I could do it via phone, via Skype. Skype is really great because some people would like to see, they're visual, so they would like to see me, but most people would rather do it just on the phone or email. People can reach me through my website, which is www.sensorystreet.com, and street is spelled out S-T-R-E-E-T. Or visit the Facebook page. It's the Sensory Street, Inc. page on Facebook, and I also have a Yahoo support group that parents can jump in on right through a button on my website.
Oh,
so
okay.
Come on in, let's work together. And my website doesn't quite reflect everything that I'm getting into right now, but it does give a flavor for, you know, my integrative whole child approach to helping. You know, and when I mean whole child, I mean the grown-ups in their lives, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if a parent is really stressed out about their child's multiple issues, then that stress is going to connect to the child. And whether the child knows it or not, they're stuck with their parent's anxiety and stress. So we have to cut that cord and free the child and the parent from the stress.
Yeah.
So that way they both flourish. So, you know, there's lots of cool tricks that an open mind would welcome. And we can really do some wonderful stuff, even if it's just a half an hour on the phone or you know, an hour on Skype. But people just need to know that there's other people out there that get it. That support them, whole person support, because without people that get it, you feel lost, and I don't want anybody to feel lost. I want them to be able to realize that they and their children can grow and flourish to be fabulously wonderful, loving, caring beings, and with sensory issues or not, you know, like how do we live life and be successful at it. You know, our fabulous, wonderful Winnie Dunn, she wrote a great book that we talked about on air last year called Living Sensationally.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't address sensory processing issues directly. She just says we're all sensory beings, and we all have a nervous system and preferences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, now she's talking about preferences. Yeah, I like it cold outside. You may like it hot. You know, But the disorder is about where kids cannot function, people cannot function in the real world, you know, because their senses are so way out of whack. So Winnie talks about, you know, our preferences, which is a little different than the disorder that Lucy Miller is talking about. Because, you know, the disorder
is all the cool stuff, you know.
I'm telling
you,
I'm out of control.
You are always such a gem. I hope everyone has a great day. You can learn more by going to www.itsyourhealthnetwork.com. Stay tuned. Coming up is Carol Kranowitz talking about growing the in sync child. Take care. Bye-bye.